This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department has launched an investigation into the possible release of Pentagon documents related to the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The documents, posted on several social media sites, appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They're labeled secret and resemble routine updates the U.S. military's joint staff will produce daily, but not distribute publicly. They are not war plans and provide no details on any planned Ukrainian offensive. And they contain inaccuracies, including estimates of Russian troop deaths significantly lower than numbers publicly stated by U.S. officials, leading to questions about the document's authenticity, whether they've been altered or part of a misinformation campaign. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An Italian tourist was killed and five people were wounded in a car ramming in Israel on Friday. A car plowed into a group on a street near a popular bike and walking path on a Tel Aviv promenade. Police said the driver was shot dead by a nearby police officer when he tried to pull a gun. An Israeli security source identified the assailant as an Arab citizen of Israel. Local ambulance service said all of the victims were foreign tourists. Earlier on Friday, two Israeli sisters with joint British nationality were killed, and their mother was wounded in a shooting attack on their car near the Jewish settlement of Hamra in the Jordan Valley. The attacks came after a night of cross-border strikes in Gaza and in Lebanon. At least 74 people were killed in Nigeria's Benue State in two attacks by gunmen this week. This according to local officials and police on Saturday. These were the latest clashes in an area where violence between pastoralists and farmers is common. This is VOA News. Residents in a small village in Ireland have been busy preparing for the arrival of President Joe Biden next week, hanging American flags and painting buildings. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Biden is due to travel to Ireland next week with a stop in Ballina, from which one of his great-great-grandfathers left for the United States in 1850. Joe Blewitt is a distant cousin who first met Biden when he came to town as vice president in 2016. Blewitt said the U.S. leader pledged to return once he won the presidency.
His Irish roots are really deep in his heart.
Anthony Heffernan, who also met Biden in 2016, said he's not surprised by the president's Irish roots, as many Irish people left for the States in the 1800s.
I wouldn't think there's a family in Ballina that doesn't have someone or some connection with the States.
The White House says Biden will visit Belfast in Northern Ireland to mark 25 years since the Good Friday Peace Accord before heading down to Dublin. He will then go on to Ballina. I'm Karen Chamas.
Electric car maker Tesla is cutting prices on all models for a third time this year. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Tesla is cutting prices on its entire electric vehicle model lineup for the third time this year. The biggest markdown? $5,000 per vehicle for Tesla's slower-selling, more expensive models. The Model S sedan and the big SUV, the Model X. It's apparently an effort to lure more buyers as interest rates creep up. And it comes as Tesla's first quarter sales grew 36%, but fell short of analysts' expectations. One analyst says the cuts are a sign of slowing demand for Tesla. Other analysts speculate that Tesla's cutting prices to take advantage of its profit margin per vehicle, which is larger than most automakers. I'm Rita Foley.
North Dakota lawmakers have named Denise Lajimodier as the state's poet laureate, making her the first Native American to hold the position. The Ojibwe educator is a citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band and the author of award-winning books of poetry. She's also an expert on the history of abuse at Native American boarding schools, and she writes about such issues as the legacy of those atrocities and how Native children will be treated in adoption proceedings in the future. Chinese fighter jets briefly crossed the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait on Saturday as China kicked off drills around Taiwan. It's an angry response to a meeting Wednesday in California between Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, and the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. The three-day drills announced the day after Tsai returned from the United States were widely expected. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.